Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now, 61 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A probable cause statement indicates those arrested last night at the U could be facing a long list of charges. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Claire Scott.
No protesters have been officially charged yet, but KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas says if they are charged, these will not be felony charges.
From what we've seen, these individuals are going to be charged with misdemeanor offenses ranging from disorderly conduct, failing to disperse, a riot. These are not felony offenses. They're not the kind of offenses for which a person is likely to serve a jail time.
Greg says these are misdemeanors, and these protesters could go to court and perhaps placed on probation.
And maybe they won't even be charged. Maybe the state's just trying to get their attention so that this doesn't happen again. But even if they are charged, I would expect them to be fairly low or mid-level offense.
Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
And we're learning more today about who was arrested and where they came from. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The University of Utah tells KSL of the 19 arrests made overnight, only 4 involved students. One more person was an employee of the U, but the remaining 14 people had no affiliation with campus. The U says 2 officers suffered minor injuries. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Protest organizers say many of those arrested were released from jail this morning.
I reached out to Mech at the U of U on Instagram, and Metro organizer Gabby Marita called me with an update on those protesters' whereabouts.
17 people who have been released. There were a few that we knew, so they kept us updated.
I asked Marita how they felt about what unfolded.
Yeah, we just think that the brutality of the police last night was just absolutely ridiculous and disgusting. And it's disgusting that the university allowed that to happen.
Another on-campus protest has been announced for this evening. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:02. Top congressional Republicans want university officials to evict pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House Republicans say they are re-examining funding for universities they say are putting their students in danger. Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan has also written to the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security demanding answers about protesters who may be in the U.S. on student visas.
How many have engaged in this activity endorsing or espousing terrorist activity?
The House is expected to vote this week to adopt a definition of anti-Semitism. That definition could then be used by the Department of Education to withhold funding from schools that allow it to fester. At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, police arrested 33 Gaza Solidarity protesters who refused to leave their tent encampment. But student protesters on the campus say the notion that the protests are anti-Semitic can't be true.
There's so many Jews who are involved in this that I find it absolutely absurd that they are accusing us of anti-Semitism.
He says many of the organizers are Jewish themselves. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah State has responded to students planning to protest in Logan tomorrow, saying they have that right, but they urge them to be respectful. In a press release, the president of the school, Elizabeth Cantwell, said that the university has imposed restrictions for how, where, and when the protest can take place. The USU protest organizers are reminding students they will not be doing anything illegal and they're going to follow university guidelines. Former Unified Chief of Police Chris Bertram says the decision to break up the University of Utah pro-Palestinian encampment was mainly a preemptive decision.
Some of these protests in the past have gotten out of hand. They've gotten out of control. and it takes even more force to end them in the future. And I think that's one of the things that's being weighed in at the University of Utah.
He told David Dujanovic this morning he believes the university sent in police with riot gear to make a very clear statement that they don't want what's going on across the country to happen here. KSL News Time 404, a game trending with high school students is spurring some emergency phone calls.
The game Senior Assassins requires players to competitively shoot each other with a water gun. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where. Alexis Benson with the Kaysville City Police Department says they've responded to situations where people call 911 after seeing kids with what look like real guns roaming around. One situation prompted someone to grab their own gun in self-defense when they found a teenager in their yard.
In a situation like this, people aren't focused on the color. They're just trying to figure out why someone might be in their backyard with what appears to be a gun.
Benson advises people not to bring anything resembling a gun to any public place or onto people's private property. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody today after one of them brought out a gun near school property. Police say the teens were flashing gang signs at cars near the school, and when a car stopped, one kid pulled out a gun. That's when Roy Police Sergeant Josh Taylor says the school was told to go to lockout status.
This morning there was no gun at the school. It's unknown if the gun was going to be brought to school or if the juvenile just had it with him.
The kids were quickly found and taken into custody. The one with the gun could face charges for firearms possession. KSL News Time 4:06. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, emergency crews in Roy have been on the scene of this crash in Weber County at 1900 West, blocking a couple of right lanes. And we also have scanners calling out a crash. California Avenue at Pioneer Road, that's about 2700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is coming up. Stay right here.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.